Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet, my calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burnt their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast was ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, to the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, good and bad alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be a wailing and a grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Gospels tell us a lot about Jesus. He spoke in parables, he healed the sick, he welcomed sinners, he liked going to dinner parties. And one of the things that he did was preach about the kingdom of God, or in Matthew's gospel, the kingdom of heaven. It's clear when Jesus does talk about the kingdom of heaven, he's not talking about the sweet by and by, but rather we are kingdom people right now, today. As he said in another place, the kingdom is in our midst. Now, given his love of dinner parties, it's probably no accident that Jesus used images of a banquet to talk about what a life in God is like. Everyone loves a banquet, right? Great food and drink, good time, fun people, and you don't have to cook or clean up. The kingdom then is a time of joy, which comes as a gift with God as the father of the bride. The Lord will provide for all people a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy, rich food. Pure, choice wine. The Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. Who wouldn't want that? Well, apparently, many, at least as Jesus tells the story. In the parable of the king who gave a wedding banquet for his son, Jesus points out that people don't accept the invitation, don't receive the gift. What about us? If God is blessing us, how come we don't feel very blessed? Well, there's lots of reasons. We're confronting a global plague. We have the sin of racism, economic injustice, environmental catastrophe, a broken political system, and that's not even to mention our personal health issues, financial worries, or family concerns. But our contemporary world, if you read the Bible at all, is no better or no worse than things were in the time of Jesus. And yet he still had this vision of the kingdom. So are we like the characters of the parable who are too busy or too preoccupied or too self-centered to enter into the feast of God's love? God invites us into happiness. Does all that stuff swirling around us keep us from enjoying the banquet of God's love? So what can we do to receive the joy and happiness that God wants to give us? So let's look at the parable. Two thoughts strike me as signposts on the road to happiness. The first is we've got to feel in our bones that all are welcome. Look at the story. The original banquet, right, the way Jesus tells it, was by invitation only. On the good people, the worthy people, the deserving people would be the ones who would come to the party. But they had other things to do. Since all the best people weren't going to be there, they opted out. So the king changed the guest list, and his minions gathered all that they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. So it seems that the initial step, then, into this kingdom of God's love comes in discovering that everyone belongs, good and bad alike. For us to share in the banquet of God's love, we must look in our hearts and confess how our preconceptions about people of another race prevent us from getting to meet them as individuals. We must examine how political opinions can cloud a spirit of hospitality toward immigrants who are coming to our shores. We must repent of the temptation to assign people to limited gender roles instead of letting them use their gifts as God intended. We can't enjoy the banquet of God's love except together with all those other people who are remarkably like me and needing God's grace and mercy. The second lesson from the parable: entering the kingdom of heaven requires that we change, that we get out of our accustomed rut. In the parable, the man who was not dressed in a wedding garment apparently figured, well, since all are welcome, I guess I can continue to act as he always had. But he didn't behave in ways befitting a guest. The invitation that we receive into the banquet of God's love prompts us to conversion, to respond in a way that shows a grateful heart. Just look around. See the fall colors or the harvest from the farm or just the simple opportunity to finally greet someone you've missed during these weeks of the pandemic. These simple things remind us that God is blessing us in so many ways. And so to continue to mope around and be cranky because of what we don't have inhibits our ability to truly enjoy the multitudinous way that God is blessing us. And when we change, everything changes. Once upon a time, there was a man from Shanghai, Li Hui, who was so good that the angel Gabriel came to him and said that God wanted to reward him for his goodness. What would he like as his reward? And Li Hui answered, "I would love to see heaven and hell." And Gabriel said, "Fine, let's start with a vision of hell." So he takes him on the journey, and they come to this lovely banqueting hall with white linen, candles, flowers, and there's mounds of delicious smelling food. And Li Hui is very surprised, and he said, "This doesn't look like so bad if this is hell." And Gabriel says, "Well, look more closely." And so when he does, he sees that there's two rows of diners sitting on either side of the table. And each of the diners has 10-foot-long chopsticks lashed into their hands. And so try as they will, they can't lift up the food and get it into their mouths. So in the midst of this beautiful banquet, they're starving. "That is hell," said Li Hui. Next, Gabriel takes Li Hui up to a vision of heaven. And much to his surprise, it's the exact same scene. Giant banqueting hall, linen tables, flowers, candles, rows of diners on either side of the table, and they also had 10-foot-long chopsticks lashed to their hands. "That looks just like hell," Li Hui said. And Gabriel said, "Look again." And then he could see that the diners in heaven weren't trying to feed themselves, but were instead picking up the food from the table and with their long chopsticks feeding the people across the table from them. And that way, everyone was getting to enjoy the banquet because of their neighbor. "Ah," said Li Hui, "that is heaven." Amen.